Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Abraham's faith is set before us as an example to follow. Those scripture readings are from Hebrews chapter 11 and also Romans chapter 4. He believed God, and he believed God's word. He held to the promises that God had made to him. He obeyed the Lord as an expression of his faith. Because of his belief, he was deemed righteous by the Lord. Our study today will take us on a journey about faith that credits us with righteousness. We hope you will join us for the lesson and the inspirational songs.
No palace, no jewels, no kingdom to rule, no crown of majesty, no throne and no robe, no silver, no gold, no courts of royalty. Yet the King of Kings left heaven to become a lowly man. He left all heaven's glory to fulfill his Father's plan. He still came just for me. He still came. Still, though he thought he would endure, he still came. Disregarding every cost, from the manger to the cross, he still came just for me. He still came.
No family, no friends to help at the end. No out, no substitute. Much pain and much hurt to give love and worth, he bore our sins and grief. Yet the hope of what he offered so outweighed what must be done. He chose to be my victor and assured my pardon won. He still came just for me. He still came, knowing all he would endure. He still came, disregarding every cost, from the manger to the cross. He still came just for me. He still came.
The Apostle Paul wrote about Abraham's faith to impress upon Christians who were reading his words that we, like him, are all justified before the Lord God Almighty because of our faith. Our faith in God who sent Jesus and in Jesus who came is God's Son credits our righteousness. Justification through faith is made possible for all people. This is the apostle's primary point in his writings found in Romans chapter 4. Any other way or means of seeking justification from sin is just simply not possible. Because Abraham believed God, righteousness was imputed or it was credited to him. So it is with all sinners. We can only be justified because we believe. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, "Without faith it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Paul's message also clarifies that justification before God over our sinfulness is not merited by human behavior. We have all sinned and we've all fallen short of God's glory. None are righteous, no, not even one. The only means made possible is through the perfect Lamb of God. Because when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. We have now been justified by his blood. We were reconciled to God through death of Jesus. We learn even more from Abraham's faith. It was the basis of his obedience. He obeyed because he believed. He practiced and he placed his faith on what God said, and because he believed God to be faithful, his faith and ours are linked to the promises that have been made to us. Jesus promised eternal life to all who would follow him by believing in him and living a life of hope in the promises that will be fulfilled. When James wrote about a faith that saves in his letter, chapter 2, he recited Abraham's faith as an example there. He used his faith to teach that a faith that does not lead to an obedience to God's will is not a saving faith. Faith must lead to a life that is in harmony with God's word. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the message of Christ, the word says. Faith is acquired through believing in the message of truth. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see, Hebrews 11:1. God has spoken. God has shared his love and his grace. God has made his promises to all who will receive him. There is an assurance in knowing that the truth and holding to that truth, because God does not lie and it's impossible for him to lie. If we have founded our faith, our beliefs upon God's word, we have a firm foundation that is set before us. Now, Jesus never promised we would never, ever have any problems in our life. He did not promise that everything would work out. He did not say that we wouldn't have illness or losses and death would not be experienced by his followers. He did give the promise of a return from heaven to receive all the redeemed through the gift of his love and grace. He promised that one day all the tears would be dried up. Death would no longer invade our lives. Injustices and evil would not harm us in the glory that is to be revealed. Is your faith resting upon God's word and the promises found within it? Is your faith leading you into a life of faithfulness to the Lord who paid the price of his life to save you? Take to heart the words of John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Faith will justify if it is a faith that leads to honoring God with hearts that have drawn near to him with the fruit of faithful service. Abraham believed God, so can we.
Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.